The librettist Mark Campbell said that the core message of the opera is war is not sustainable when you come to know your enemy as a person. When you see that person you might be shooting has a child or a wife or has this life at home and they're not just the enemy, then it becomes very difficult, if not impossible, to sustain war. How does the opera demonstrate this principle?
Well, two of the most beautiful scenes in the opera are when the three different armies from France, Scotland, and Germany actually come together and speak. In the first instance, they trade whiskey or cigarettes and stories, and they show photographs of their families because it is Christmas Eve and the truce has been declared. So these people who perhaps have been taking shots at each other for up to 6 months in the trenches come out into no man's land for Christmas. And as you were describing there, put a face on their enemy. And so that there is this beautiful coming together, and then there happens to be a soprano sitting in the trenches as well, and they all spot her and trade how pretty she is. And then there is a religious celebration as well, because of course it is Christmas Eve. So this amount of sharing that they do and seeing the common ground that they have is something that we're very eager to put on stage with a few surprises as well. And then in the second act, they bury their dead. They extend the truce into Christmas morning to give the dead the respect that they also deserve. And before the truce expires at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, as the story goes, the gentlemen even have a soccer match and pose for a photograph together. So these are very mundane activities in one sense, but they're also the ones that we all share. And it's a way of showing that we are all people. And as you say, once you have put a face on your enemy, it's much more difficult to consider them as such.
What's the music like?
The music for this is by Kevin Putz. It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning score. The music is contemporary, but I would not say inaccessible. There are some very beautiful melodies and tunes. And the way that he's constructed it is that each of the three armies has their own musical language. Sometimes they operate all together when it is an idea of conflict, and you hear all three different opinions musically. And then we have incredibly luscious and beautiful melodies sung by our principals when they start to show their interior lives or what it is they're fighting for or what it is they've left at home.
What do you enjoy most about directing this opera?
This one in particular seems to have a huge emotional impact. Every time we've done it, audiences are left stunned by it. This is a show that they don't forget easily, perhaps because it is set in a very recognizable moment of the 20th century. People can already have an idea of how this story works, and then we're putting a face on it, we're giving it a voice, we're presenting a community, and it seems really to resonate with people, and it's always a thrill to hear an audience react to this show and to hear how much it means to them.
This is an opera that not many people in Utah have seen before or even heard of. What would you tell people to encourage them to buy a ticket?
It's like no other opera you're going to see. It's already a story of which people might have heard about the Christmas truce in 1914, when these men thought that perhaps the war would end soon and they chose to follow their humanity rather than the orders of their superiors and to be people and to share their common ground. And if that's not an important story to be telling, I don't know what is. So there's incredible music, there's a brilliant set design, and I have to say the chorus of the Utah Opera are the best I have ever worked with on this show. They're like superheroes to me, truly. The amount that they have digested and what they're bringing, and they're showing us new stories, and these guys are, they're fantastic. So come and see your own.